It is truly amazing how a building is constructed, how it comes together, how we can look at it and see a final product that is standing. I mean, you look at down through history, the pyramids, temples, skyscrapers, just amazing. And the same thing is true when a team is put together. And many times it is due to how something is built upon a solid foundation. I would like to use the word cornerstone. And I think as we look at a man like Bill Russell, we see someone who was looked at as this stone that everybody else leaned on, that ultimately kept that building up and made it a success. Red Auerbach, his coach, said about him, "Russell single-handedly revolutionized this game simply because he made defense so important." Hot Rod Huntley, who played for the Los Angeles Lakers, said, "If we played Boston 4-4 without Russell, we probably would have won every series. The guy killed us. He's the one who prevented us from achieving true greatness." Bill Russell even said this. He said, "One thing you want to do is make your opponents know they can't win." Bill Russell was amazing. He may not have been the greatest basketball player of all time, but he is the greatest winner of all time. I mean, look at that. 13 seasons, 11 rings, 2-1 as a player coach. He didn't just win those championships. He dominated the National Basketball Association. And when you look at it, you see a path that led number 6 to lead his team with psychology, emotion, and physicality. And that's just what it is. It's simply the case. Psychologically, his toughness was transcending. He transcended the racism by this mental prowess that even went beyond the court. And he utilized shot blocking abilities and this aura to psych out his opponents. He had developed this skill. He talks about it in his autobiography, Second Wind, where he would mirror his opponent. And so if they went up with their right hand, he'd go up with his left hand and block the shot. Emotionally, he always played with this controlled anger. He allowed the game to become an outlet for years of aggression that had been built up because of racism, skepticism, hostility. Society was truly racist back then. And as a result of that, he channeled it into his time on the court. He also was able to bond with teammates and create this sense of trust and camaraderie on and off the court. And that's what enabled the Celtics to become unbeatable throughout his career. Physically, he provided this defensive support system like no other. He literally was the last line of defense on the basketball court. And his skill in being able to put confidence in his other teammates gave them tactical advantages. He had this skill that was amazing, that what he would do is when a shot would go up and he'd block it, he wouldn't just swat it like Mutombo out of bounds. He would block it towards a teammate that would be racing up the sideline, and they would have an easy fast break layup. He had an aptitude, a zeal for neutralizing the star player of the other team. And when you think about that, it's just off the charts. He's 6'9". Magic Johnson was 6'9". Jordan is constantly being called the greatest player of all time. And when you think about it, Russell was actually undersized for a player at his position. Chamberlain, over 7 foot tall. Russell always got the best of him. And when you look at Jordan's results in the time that he competed, he ended up with 6 world championships. Russell ended up with 9, and, or I'm sorry, 11. And that's almost double of those of Jordan. And so what makes that the case is because they looked at him as the cornerstone, as the one that they could trust and would be solid when it came to the foundation of the building called the Boston Celtics. We look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28 and verse 16. They're talking about this future person that would come, that would be looked at as the leader of Israel, the leader of ultimately the church. And in Ephesians, it's talked about the word cornerstone comes up. But here in Isaiah, a prophecy says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Who believes will not be in haste." And so there is a refuge that could be looked at. And that was the last line of defense. And that's what we have in Jesus Christ. He is the teammate that we can trust. He's ultimately the king. He's ultimately the coach. He's ultimately the player. All the things that is needed are needed to be everything that we can be. And it's because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone. He's the one we lean on. He's the one that can be trusted. Jesus Christ, the cornerstone.